There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcast. However, it's not really happy, is it? Because England lost the final of Euro 2020 to Italy. So it's not coming home for Gareth Southgate's three lines after all. The match was, of course, live on TalkSport, and this was the reaction.
Saka against Donnarumma, left foot in! And it has been saved! It just isn't meant to be! And it's Italy who celebrate, with England players on their knees.
I just feel for the players so much because they've been incredible for the whole month. The way that they've pulled together collectively, the way they've played, the quality of their play. But look, congratulations to Italy. I think they've been a tremendous team through the whole tournament. And we're just devastated not to have been able to bring the trophy we wanted to for our fans and our public.
A semi-final 3 years ago, a final appearance now. I think we've got a lot to look forward to. We're on a journey of improvement and I'm very proud.
Not today, boys. Not today. But you don't have to pass it on. You're not the history boys today, but you're young enough to keep it together and move and pass it on between yourselves in the next 18 months. There's Qatar. There's a World Cup. England will come again.
Over now to the former England defender, Sol Campbell.
Sometimes the hurt, you turn it into in a positive. You remember how much you suffered because you didn't keep the ball in. You've got to remember those moments, how they did it, the Italians, how they controlled the game. We've got to do the same to them next time round, whoever we get in the final. But it's a sad day, but we've, you know, the lads have done as well.
But what a pressure moment this is now for Bukayo Saka. Penalty number 5 for England. He has to score.
I've obviously lived through it, but he's not alone. He'll never be on his own as far as we're concerned. He's been an absolute star in this tournament. You know, I have to take the responsibility for that call because in the end, that's my decision and it hasn't worked. Anything should come back on me and not on him.
So what happened when the penalty was saved? Saka was inconsolable inside the penalty area, but immediately every single one of the players of England with the red tracksuit tops on, the ones who were not involved, raced towards him. He'd broken down by the time they got him from the penalty spot and looked after him to the edge of the penalty area.
And this is what the England skipper Harry Kane had to say.
Yeah, just to keep their heads held high. The highest pressure they'll probably face in their whole careers. And penalties are not easy. We had a process. We told everyone to stick to their process.
Jadon Sancho then, right footed, saved by Donnarumma, diving away to his left.
Sometimes the keeper makes good saves, and that's football. So, you know, we win together, we lose together. That's the way we are. Like I said, it's going to hurt for a while, but we'll dust ourselves down and we'll get ready for next year's World Cup.
If there's an experienced player on the pitch and he doesn't want to take one, you can't make him. Because if you don't fancy him, either not, he might have a tight hamstring, he might not fancy it. The players that missed the penalties deserve huge praise for taking the step up and taking them. Mm. They missed a penalty. The best missing, Baggio missed a penalty in the
Messi's
World Cup.
Messi missed a penalty.
They miss him in the biggest game.
But in the end, if you really want to mix it with the big boys, you've got to be able to convert your penalties. These matches finish this way. They'll learn, but do you ever really learn when it comes to penalties? I hate to blame anybody for anything. If you're brave enough to take one, you know you could possibly miss one.
I think one of the criticisms that will be made tonight of the performance was that England, after the perfect start, didn't have another shot on target in the entire game, 118 minutes after taking the lead.
Fired in for Shaw!
Whether that is a valid criticism or not, whether England's ability to be able to match manage is such now that the game plan was perfect, to take it to penalties was right, I don't know. But, fellas, what do you think about that? Was that a problem? Were England too reactive rather than proactive?
I don't think there was a game plan to take the Italians to penalties. I just think the Italians done extremely well in wrestling momentum away from us and up the tempo of their play, and there was some real quality play.
Near post, Cristante with a touch. Stones, it's off the post to put it in. And it is 1-1.
I don't think he got too much wrong tonight.
I don't think
he
got anything wrong.
I've got to be honest.
And before the tournament, you may remember, I was never his biggest fan.
I think Southgate has shown that in big games he can actually deal with the players, the substitutions, the team selection. He got a lot of things right tonight, more right than wrong.
Yeah, but that's
more
out.
Right than wrong.
Yeah.
But you know what? In games this tight, it's small margins, and tonight, small margins.
Maguire stands on the edge of the penalty area.
The experience, we'll learn from it, we'll be better for it. And of course, it's a lot of people's biggest matches of the career tonight. So I think the way that we dealt with it and handled it, I feel we handled it really well. And like I say, it's fine margins.
Sterling inside the area. It's Raheem Sterling goes to the ground. Referee says no penalty. Immediately waved his arms across his body and said no.
I feel like we should have had a penalty in the match. And if we get that penalty, it's a different story. So it's disappointing.
I'm gutted tonight. Absolutely gutted. But I don't think we put a step wrong.
I've had such a fun ride over the last couple of weeks. I just commend Gareth and the whole team.
They should leave here with their heads held high. They've given absolutely everything they could. They've gone beyond any team in the last 50 years. Of course, at the moment, tonight, it's going to hurt, and it has to hurt, because we know these opportunities in your life are so rare. And it's been within touching distance for us, and of course, that's all the more painful.
The game was drifting away from us, and we were dropping back more and more and more.
Chris, he's done better than any England manager ever since 1966.
Well, look, we had a very easy draw, didn't we? But tonight was the match that it really...
No, but then giving credit elsewhere then, Chris!
OK, I'm going to...
Do that then! Balance it!
Andy just asked me about...
No, but balance it, Chris! Balance the whole conversation! Don't come on here and say it's the easiest German side, because that's where you lose credibility.
Well, OK, but it was a pretty poor German team.
Oh, there you go.
I wouldn't let him go if I was the FA at this moment in time. I would say, keep building the team, you're doing a wonderful job, and have a tilt at the World Cup in a couple of years. A lot of these players will all be there then. I can't name one who I think's probably gone over the top age-wise.
I didn't give this England side a chance in hell. I've got to be honest with you. I didn't like the manager. There's quite a few players I didn't fan. I was never a Raheem Sterling fan, ever. Totally changed my mind on all of the above. And we've just lost. I'm sorry, but these players from start to finish, they all deserve medals. I mean, they're going to get them, sadly, runners-up ones. But they all deserve pats on the back. I mean, it literally was the flip of a coin that stopped us winning this.
I think sometimes it's great to having these wonderful players are coming through, but sometimes you've got to almost seize the moment. You can't... I know we're always building for the future, and that's great, and that's fantastic. You need that conveyor belt of top players coming through. But you've got to be greedy and say, look, let's see if we can get it now. Because it's a perfect opportunity. The whole... It opened up for us. We got through to the final. I want to be greedy for the lads. I just wish we could just get over the line.
He makes his way over past Chiesa as the Italian tricolour draped over his shoulders, and he raises it to the London night sky. Giorgio Chiellini holds the cup aloft. The technical staff racing to be part of the picture. It's the ticker tape welcome that we hoped would be England's.
That's it from us here tonight. It's not been England's night in the end, and it was such a shame. But I just think you can take this away from them. Football might not be coming home, but for the first time in a while, a lot of young people following this young football team do feel proud to be British. The team have given us much enjoyment. They've given us togetherness. They've restored some much-needed faith in our nation. And that we'll take home with us tonight is a victory in so many more ways than just the game itself. Good night.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, or wherever you get your podcast from. I'll be honest with you, if you sort of listened to a bit of this one and turned it off, I would have done the same. Not the most exciting one. I do apologise. Oh, dear. I'm incredibly upset still. Don't forget to press the subscribe button as well when you download future ones. I'm back on my show tonight, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, with Jason from 10. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport daily podcasts out. No Euro, we've dropped that now because we lost. Anyway, that will be out first thing in the morning. Until then, thanks for listening. Sorry, everyone, that you didn't come home. And above all, be safe, my friends, be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.